Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Mennonite School Director of Advancement Jeremy Hours about the annual Chili Supper taking place Saturday, February 11th. This is part one of a two-part interview. Why did you choose to use the recipes from 1960?
Well, it all sort of started one of our alumni would have stumbled upon the handwritten original recipes for the chili and the cheese sandwiches that are served that evening. So then just got to thinking, let's dig into the history of this event a little bit and sort of see how it all started. So as I was doing that, found out that Elta Burkholder, who was the cook at the time and the one that had these recipes, would have started this event back in 1960. And so with that being 58 years ago, it ended up being the longest running fundraiser event that IMS does. In finding out that it started in 1960, reached out to that class, the class of 1960. So the seniors would have been the ones that would have put on that event, the very first one. So in that process, have learned to know some of those alumni and have gotten some really good stories about that first chili supper.
What do you think has been the overall sentiment that you think you've gotten from connecting with these alumni?
You know, it's been really good. I think, you know, obviously from my end, this being my second year here and any time I can make connections with our alumni, especially ones that aren't local, that's always good for me. I always enjoy hearing stories. So when classes have reunions and they come back to campus and I give tours and we're in particular spaces in the building and these stories come back to them, these memories, it's always really interesting for me and I enjoy hearing those. And so that's sort of the way this has been. You go back into our history and you start talking to alumni and folks that were involved in some of these things and these memories and these stories that come out of it are pretty great.
So tell me about the Audubon Society films that are typically shown during the supper and what is the twist that you're putting on them this year?
When I talked to one of the alums, they mentioned an additional aspect to the evening. It was these films. And I don't know a lot about the Audubon Society or these films that they would have produced back, you know, in the 50s and 60s. But what I was told was the chili and the meal was served in our cafeteria, which is below the gym in the basement of Hillcrest Union. The food was served there. When you were done eating, everyone would go up to the gym, up to Hillcrest Union, and they would show these films, these Audubon films. And I don't know why those particular films, my hunch is they were safe and, you know, just it was something that was okay for sort of a intergenerational, sort of a good, wholesome film that anybody could watch, kids, adults. And evidently there were three films that were shown. They would rotate these films over the course of the evening until the event was done, until the meal was done. It sounded to me like this part of the event was as big a deal as the food itself. You know, if you think about it, back then, a lot of these local Mennonite families may not have had TVs. And so, and to go to a movie theater, that may not be something that they would have done either. And so one time a year during the chili supper, this would give families an opportunity to watch a film. And so it sounded to me like it was a pretty big deal to have these films available for families after they were done eating. So with that said, so this year, you know, obviously things are a lot different, but to sort of hold true to that tradition and the history, that film part of the chili supper, we're just going to put a new spin on it. I don't know if you're familiar with the Planet Earth series that the BBC did. I think the first one was several years ago, and then they recently did, I think in 2016, they recently did a sequel, just, you know, sort of a documentary series of Planet Earth and nature and all that. And so we're going to play those. so sort of a modern spin on maybe these nature films, these Audubon nature films. We'll play those in Celebration Hall. So on the big screen and in Celebration Hall with this more modern nature documentary, as opposed to film reels from a projector in Hillcrest Union.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Iowa Mennonite School Director of Advancement Jeremy Hours, discussing the annual Chili Supper taking place this Saturday. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.